is, how do we encourage SNEAs in the house and our daughters in SNEAs? Many of our daughters do know the importance and want to dress SNEAistic, but they claim peer pressure and friends makes them feel very uncomfortable to go in the way their mother is dressing and the mother would like them to dress. How do we deal with that?
It's also one of the maladies, the problems in our time, that at home, the home is good, seriously, a kosher yosher, but they can see their friends. The only thing which you have to do is, just as mentioned before, change completely, eradicate the lack of sneers in the schools. It should not be, of course, it's just not something you can do overnight. The schools themselves have to be, the teachers and so on, have to be changed. And slowly, slowly, it's not a process that you can do it in one day or in one week. But a mother and a father should explain to the daughter, which, for example, the things which I just mentioned, the eve about the lack of sneers, what does she do to herself and the human session to her children? A story of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was a perfect tzaddik, and not a perfect tzaddik, but a tzaddik should be tzaddik, he did the Yaakov, and how much what kind of influence it had to become Yaakov Avinu. He started telling such stories that a child, slowly, slowly, it might enter into the mind, into the heart of the child, and maybe will not be also copying her friends, and other than not, she should copy the friends should copy her, she should go seriously. It's a difficult task, granted, very difficult, but the guy comes so, so tiny, we're really going to do. It has to be done not only on one person or one family, it has to be the schools and the shuls in 770 and the camps all over, and we will all join together to do this idea for years. Let me just tell you about what I just mentioned before. Somebody from a prominent yeshiva came over to me and discussed the different sneers. He says, some teacher, he wanted to bring in more sneers in the school, and he said to me that the teachers themselves said, is blue banished to the caliph Jews? So how can you ask the Talmidus to be more seriously, look what we'll do with those children who have been mekalef. In other words, we want to lower ourselves to that level, and this is the excuse, that our children don't have to be seriously because they have to be mekalef. Chas v'shalom. The Chazal tell us, Rav, Motzer Bikra, he saw he came to Babylonia. And he saw that a big valley or a big pit, and this pit were a lot of snakes. So where, how did he prove it? Not he made lenient, but he made became even more prudent. He has to use an excuse that we have to be kind of out of Eden. Therefore, the Shriach's wife doesn't have to go to SNESD, or the Shriach himself doesn't have to be SNESD, or in the school here, the principal should not impose a certain code of SNES because other girls won't come to our school. Has to show and pass this out. Now, I have another said that we should be the last to go in style, beautiful but not in style. Again, it all depends what you mean by style. If it's nicely dressed, yes. Style, if that can go into styles, jeans and so on. Or for example, the style is such a style. I'm sure everybody understands the difference between nicely dressed and really nicely dressed and style, which is a gorgeous style. That's what I remember. Can a husband work in a camp, in a summer camp, in a polo shirt instead of a white shirt and black pants? There is a day camp in Maristan for students, for Yeshiva Bacharim, don't get just overnight care.